I'm one of the few people who love Windows 8. They did so much right. Yes, they did more things wrong than they did right.
Yep.
And it
as long
like,
as you can acknowledge that, you're right.
Yeah, no, it's a piece of shit in most places. And since Windows 10 is just, they just took all the things that did wrong and just removed them all. So it's all the right things that they just left. Yeah. Like the double taskbar is still there.
Yeah. So I'm one of those people that just skipped Windows 8.
No, don't blame you. It's good.
Perfectly happy with 7.
Seven was brilliant.
I've got friends now who I'm realizing that as I hit this age, they're turning into crusty old men. We're like, oh, 7 works just fine. I'm not upgrading. And like, you're a year younger than me. Fuck you. Yeah. You can totally learn how to use a computer again.
No,
dude, you're like 28 days younger than me.
Yeah.
No, I just, when I installed it, everything worked. And it was just like, oh, I want to set the start menu. Oh, start menu works really well.
Start menu's great.
And it's like, I never realized how good the Microsoft square system was.
The tiles,
The tiles, it's brilliant. When it's not take up the entire fucking screen.
Yeah. You know what made that a lot better is 8.1, letting you, the simple fact of changing it from being a full color to being transparent and you can see your desktop through it again. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, that changes it in such a surprisingly significant way that this does not rip me away from my desktop now. This is just like, oh, this is popping up. Here.
And it's just weird because it was such this, it's a good design that they implemented so poorly that everyone thought it was such a piece of shit.
Yes.
And they now have proven that it actually is good.
It can work.
It works. I love it.
It can work.
So, anyway, Alex.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you, Ben.
D.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Ash.
Ben. Hello.
Hello, Ashley O'Brien.
Hi. I get two names. Why do I get two names?
You always get two names.
He gets full credit. He's like that. He's like the and credit on the end of the thing. He's like, and Ashley O'Brien.
Can this be like, can this be like Ashley O'Brien and the beta cast?
No, I'm like not, just, I won't sign off on that.
Like Jokes and the Pussycats?
Yeah.
Cam no longer with us. He's gone as a big like, brighter. No.
Jesus, that sounds dark.
He's not dead.
He's on hiatus. Like, we were on hiatus, you just didn't come back from hiatus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We do have a new member who is away sick at the moment, which is the first episode, but we hopefully will have her.
Surprisingly the second time she's been sick when we've been recording.
Yep.
Because she was supposed to... Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, no, but we've got so much to talk about.
Yeah. We don't need any more people fucking up our space.
We can fit everything in. We've got so much Linux to talk about. Vi and Vim.
Let's talk about... Hang on. What's
kernels.
God damn it.
Compiling. I'm telling it along, guys. Time, guys. Anyway, welcome back.
Yeah.
Same studio.
Same old studio.
Same old studio. A lot more games. I've got 2 Nintendo 64s now.
Why? But,
good choice.
That's the worst Nintendo console. Why would you do that?
Yeah, but you could, like, have two of them now.
Yeah.
But you could, like, sell both of them, is what you're saying? Like,
yeah.
And make money?
You could buy, like, two more.
And then, like, buy something useful?
Yeah. I got, like, Game Boy Color and... That's about it.
I nearly rescued my Game Boy Color from my mom's place while I was there recently. Yeah. You know what I bought while we were down?
Mm-hmm.
The Pokemon Yellow 2DS. I bought two of them, in fact.
Okay.
Collector's editions.
Because they're really cheap at the moment, aren't they, the 2DS?
No, no, no. Like, these are the Pokemon ones.
Are they? Okay.
Preloaded with Pokemon Red, Blue, or Yellow.
Oh, like a ROM cartridge built into it.
Preloaded.
Well,
okay.
Then
they put out Pokemon.
Oh, that's right.
Red, Blue, Yellow on the 3DS. And they made these very special ones that are clear plastic, red, blue, or yellow with that ROM preloaded on it.
That's pretty cool.
So I bought the yellow one. They immediately doubled in value. So I bought two.
Yep.
For, you know, half the price. totally worth it. I played through Pokemon Yellow with like speedrun rules and glitches and everything.
Nice.
That was a good time. Anyway, old consoles.
Old consoles.
They're still good.
Yeah.
I got a Super NES.
Really?
Yeah, I got an American Super NES, so I can play Chrono Trigger.
I don't actually have one of those in my collection. I'm missing a Super NES.
I'm looking at a Super NES right now. What are you talking about?
I'm missing an NES.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm missing from my collection.
A Famicom?
And a Master System are the two main consoles I'm missing in my collection. And
do we have a Mega Drive?
Yeah, I've got a Mega Drive right here.
I get confused with the Sega consoles. I don't know which ones came first and what the lineage is. And then there were different names in different regions, I've just never had a good head for it.
Same with the NES. And
but Famicom Super NES and Famicom. There's a Famicom and then a Super Famicom. And then there was an NES and a Super NES. And then there was like whatever the fuck Sega
Master
did.
System, Mega Drive,
Mega Drive,
or Genesis. Depends on what...
Oh,
and then a Sega CD. and then
32X.
32X, and then the Saturn, and it's all
down. And the Dreamcast.
Dreamcast. Yeah, don't mention the Dreamcast.
Like, no, the Dreamcast was like the one good one.
I had a Dreamcast. It was fun.
Yeah.
It could access the internet.
Like, fucked it.
And just...
poor decisions.
And the cartridge, the little memory thing that has...
Just like the Wii U is the best Nintendo console.
Yeah. So... Alex, you start us off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because, like we'll be here all night if we just go on my list.
Well, you start from the top of your list, and we'll go around. We'll figure out. What have you been playing? Because like we were saying before the podcast, fucking load of good games.
Like, in the last few months since we've been down, there have been some fucking bangers.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the last month. And there's ones that I haven't played yet. Yeah. Even in the last month. Let me start off with, I've been playing, with a lot of Ds. So let me start with my first D. Dead or Alive Extreme 3.
Oh, okay. I don't think anyone else can actually comment on this.
I don't know. They made another one of those games that
Do they have a real good photo mode in that one?
Fucking A, they do. Holy shit.
How is the jiggle physics?
God, I wish I had the fucking the press thing. I actually did a video of this, and it never got released. Maybe it will one day. We played it for about 2 hours on video, me and a friend. And God, there's some shit in that game.
Like actual shit? Because that's the...
Nah, because we went game now has a mission system, so it's a little less aimless than it was before.
Okay. You're I'm going to smile and nod like I know what you're talking about. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Like, they made another one of those games. It has hand lines. The ladies are real pretty. That has a whole new skin engine and shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Of course it does.
I was really tired one night and I wanted to play video games, and it was 2 o'clock when I finished. You know, video games. did we talk about Firewatch when we were last here?
Briefly. I don't think we actually went into any detail.
All right. I really liked Firewatch. Okay. I should just say that.
I still haven't picked that up.
Neither have I.
It's so good. It's a good 4 hour just top
start. Yeah, this is why I haven't picked it up. Because I'm looking at it going like...
My girlfriend knocked it over in like a day and a bit. Really, really good.
I hear nothing but good things about the game. It looks amazing. And I've read many just... developer commentaries about how they did the sky, how they did the colors, and it looks so good. I just want to...
It's very painterly and...
Yeah, and it's really, Unity, really nice. And it looks so good.
You might get some feelings when you play it as well.
I'm not afraid of feelings.
Yeah.
I don't like feelings.
Yeah. Super Hot. Did we talk about Super Hot?
No.
Previously? We've spoken Super of Hot.
It at times.
Yeah. Super Hot turned out great. There's a great... One of my favorite things in that game is it you boot it up and it opens up in a... old DOS style file system,
mm-hmm.
and the premise is like your friend's like, "Hey man, did you check out superhot.exe?" Yeah.
I watched the quick look of it, and it looks
super good. Cool. And then like, there's one of the you can go with, like looking through all the file tree and stuff, and there's one file just called diy.exe. You open it; it doesn't do anything until you click the button, and the button you click the mouse button, it just goes super. And you click it again, and it goes hot, and so you can just click super hot as much as you want with that one button. It plays the words and the voice, and I'm like. Yeah, all right. This is pretty good.
How much is as much as you want?
As much as you want.
Like, how much did you want?
How much did I want?
Yeah.
I wanted a lot. I wanted a bit. Okay. I wanted a bit. So I went, like, when I was done playing Super Hot, I just kind of went back to DIY and just went, I can still do this. All right. Thanks, Super Hot. That game does some really cool stuff. That would be fun in some VR.
Because
VR happened while we were down as well.
Yeah. Oh, VR. Well, it's still happening. And there's still drama, and there's still things.
It's still a fucking nightmare.
You tell me about it. We're dealing with it at work at the moment, trying to negotiate getting consoles in with VR, and let's not talk about VR.
Now we're getting into recent memory here.
Mm-hmm.
Hyper Light Drifter. Anyone play Hyper Light Drifter? Man, that game's great.
That's just like Race for the Sun, but better, isn't it?
Nothing like that at all.
Isn't it?
It's a top-down, action... It's a pretty hardcore action
RPG type situation. The wrong game.
Super cool. No dialogue, no English in it whatsoever. A little bit of a Fez-ish vibe because it's like, go figure it. You figure it out. Very very cool. Very cool. Much style in that game. Definitely on my list for the year.
Sweet.
What else? What do I want to talk about next? So, I finally cracked it. I bought Dark Souls 3,
mm-hmm.
my first Souls game, and I've completed it start to finish twice.
so you're a convert now?
I wouldn't say I'm a convert. I'm not going to go back and play the rest of the series.
I'm not going to play it four times or anything.
It's crossed my mind to play it a third time through because there are three trophies for three of the endings. And I got two of the endings, so I could go back and do it one more time to get the last ending that I don't have.
So I'm curious about your thought process here. You say you don't want to go back and play the rest of the series, but you would play this again?
Like, I'd play Dark Souls 3 again because I think Dark Souls 3 probably is the most approachable and has the best... It's the most accessible
at this point. But you say that, but you've now know everything there is to know about this game,
but more or less. This is the thing. I don't think... Well, the game gets harder the more New Game Plus you do. And it changes.
I still think that you'd have no problem jumping to another one now because the other ones are very similar.
I think those would probably have dated and not aged as well, and I'll probably just get upset. Dark Souls 3 was enough of a time sink for me that I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to fire up. Well, I guess they're all on PC now anyway.
I was going to say there is probably a Steam sale coming to a Steam near you real soon.
Yeah, and I mean,
a mid-year sale. They always
if Dark Souls 1 and 2 were like $10 at some point, then maybe I'll buy them. But I don't know. I fell down the lore hole and like have been reading a lot about what actually is the story of Dark Souls, and I think it's really fucking cool.
Awesome,
metal as fuck.
Let's jump from you for a moment. We'll come back.
Okay. Oh.
Yes?
What are you playing?
Do I have to start back from when we ended, or can
start anywhere? So what are the ones you want to talk about?
I've been playing Stardew Valley quite a bit.
Have you played Stardew Valley? Anyone else Stardew Valley?
Nope.
No, seen it played, have not played.
Let's talk about Stardew Valley.
All right.
Oh, it's lots of fun.
It is. Okay. Are you guys Harvest Moon?
Nope.
At all?
Not really. How many days into Stardew Valley are you? What year are you in?
I'm at the end of autumn, the first year.
Yeah, I've 3.5 years in. So
you stopped playing now.
I've married. I've finished all the missions, plus the second set of missions, and got married.
Okay.
After seducing almost everyone in the town.
Yep. sounds like you.
Because you can.
Because... It's just what you do.
It's what you do.
It's a video game because you can. Yeah.
So
it's in the game.
Yeah. So
it's not broken.
It's the old-fashioned Japanese that you just keep giving stuff to people and eventually they'll love you. Yeah. So, you know.
That's how it works in real life, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Ash, you want one of these?
I've hardly talked to any of the people.
Sorry?
I've barely talked to any of the people in that village.
You don't need to.
I'm a bit of a stranger to them, I think.
You can just kind of hide in your farm and mine and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I ask them to build me stuff and I buy animals from them and that sort of thing. That's about it.
So it's a good game.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Again, I'm worried about games like this just sapping my time.
It's got such an addictive day-night cycle.
Sure.
You get to the end of the day and you're like, okay, I'll save after this day. And then you wake up and you're like... But I've got to check all my crops and my animals. Yeah. And then you get sucked into another day.
It saves as you go to bed.
Yeah.
And 3 seconds later, day starts. Shit has happened.
Yeah, yeah. I've got...
Should I just poke my head out the door and see what's happened?
My farm needs me.
And you're like...
Exactly.
The pumpkins need harvesting.
And then once you harvest them, then you have to sell them. And then you're halfway through the day already. You're like, I better just finish this day. And then it all starts again.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're actually talking me out of playing this game.
It's such a good game. But it starts off... Your standard everyday just farm sim game where you're harvesting stuff and it really doesn't stop. I was trying to think, what's so special about it?
It gives you more and more things to do. You can spend all of your time mining.
Or you can
spend all of your time fishing.
The mines and just upgrade your weapons and just kill slimes.
You could go all adventurery. You could make an amazing farm. You could get really into the characters of the town. You can do anything.
You can...
You see that mountain? You can go there.
Yeah.
I haven't got the bus to work yet. I haven't got any mountains.
It's a solid game.
Is this like is it a relaxing game or is it thing like, shit, I've got to get this done, I've got to get this done, and this
has
got to get
done. It's got a problem where it's got a clock
that
just keeps on ticking.
Yeah.
And a day only lasts about...
5 minutes
about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
5-10 minutes, depending what you're doing, because every time you pause, it stops the clock. But... It doesn't go last. So many things to do each day.
Yeah.
And the game's broken into seasons, and each season is 28 days. And you can grow different crops each day.
Okay, yeah.
So it works into 4 weeks a season, 4 weeks a month.
And, sure. That's not how time works in the real world, but okay.
Yeah. It works easy.
It's shorter. It's a planet that's closer to the sun, so the year is shorter.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or it could just rotate or spin faster, couldn't it?
It could, yes. All, yes, maybe yeah. it's going faster.
It's like spinning way faster because the day's only 5 minutes, and then it's like also going around the sun way faster. I played a lot of Kerbal as well.
Yeah, Ben did that apparent. Too.
Kerbal, I give back on Kerbal.
I made a space station.
Fucking hard.
I made a space station. I was docking things left, right, and center in space.
Really?
Yeah. It was.
You need to sit down and show me.
Mm-hmm. I'll learn you how to do some fucking space. We'll make a video.
Yeah, I can't. Put it up. I can't get any further. And I got it. I like unlocked the first tier or whatever of upgrades.
And then, fuck that. I'm just playing fucking...
But my next... I think I fucked up because my next thing is like, okay, just do like an orbit of the planet. And no. I'm like, I can't figure out how to make that happen with the tools that I have.
You can't orbit until you've unlocked like five those things. You need to get...
Well, then I don't understand what my next goal is then.
I think... Well, I've never played Korea. I've only... Ooh.
Uh-oh. So I'll make sure. That's all right.
We may not have a podcast.
That's all right. Nah, that's all right.
We're fine. Ah, we're good.
You need to set that sleep setting on
yeah,
the computer.
Yeah, it's your computer, so yeah. I've got to set some settings up.
That's all right.
Just tap the mouse every...
Yeah, every so
okay.
often.
Okay, I'll just sit here wiggling the mouse.
I can tell you about my new mouse. Yeah, good. But no, we're other people.
But with Kerbal, about half my missions are now build a plane and go to A, B, and C. I'm like, my planes can't go very far because they're shit.
Do you guys want to know what you're doing wrong?
Yes.
Playing the fucking career mode. Put that shit in sandbox and go to space. That's how you play that game.
But yeah, I need to work out how to do things.
No. You just go to fucking space, Ben.
Trial and error. That's how NASA
does. Yeah.
But you don't understand.
And then you like, can roll up, you should revert back and be like, no, that guy didn't die. It's cool. It's cool. He's not dead.
I'm basically just going here, just... pack the under of the rocket with these big, horrible, crappy rockets that are just huge and big and don't do anything. I've only got the very first level of gyroscopes.
Yeah.
So it only just auto balances, which is useless.
Yeah, that's kind of crap.
And I'm sticking like airfoils, things that are made for flying in atmosphere onto it because they
increase your stability.
Vertical
stability, you just put some
yeah, but they allow you to actually control the craft.
Oh, yeah, you need that too.
When you don't have a gyroscope.
If you don't have a gyroscope, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are these manned crafts?
Yes.
Because you can tell the pilot to just like, no, like you should keep this steady for me.
I don't know how to do that.
It's the R&T keys.
I don't know how to do that.
Jesus Christ.
Did you do the tutorials?
I went back and started a few of them. The orbiting tutorial is fantastic because you got no way of knowing how to orbit without doing that tutorial.
Yeah.
And I've managed to get orbit twice in career mode. And it's fucking hard.
You got to know when to turn. You got
to
know
when to
what your
them.
App. You got
to
know and what your periapsis is and your apoapsis is.
Yeah.
You got to know when to cut the thrusters, point sideways, and just fucking burn forever.
Yep.
Don't count your money while you're at the table.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Always
that's
followed.
A really good game.
We should. I'm more and more. I feel like we should just do a fucking video and just.
We should. You should teach me some.
I could
Kerbal.
Teach you some Kerbal. Now the 1.1 update with Unity 5 on that game as well.
Well, was that 4 before?
It was on 4 before,
and
it was rough
because 5 the physics engine and 5.
If you,
and plus
if you haven't
else.
Played since the update came out,
no, I haven't.
Oh man, that's a different game. It feels so much better. It runs so much nicer.
Well, we should talk.
Let's talk.
I had more. Yes,
sorry.
I haven't actually played Kerbal. So.
You can come too. You can come to space with us.
Yeah,
all right. Great.
You might not come back.
It's
but
nice. It's nice to be invited.
You most likely won't. Come
we
back.
Could just name all our astronauts. You know, Alex, Ben, D.
Yeah,
Ash.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Be great.
I was gonna say, do the Kerbals have sexes?
Yeah, they do.
That there is male and female.
Yeah. So there are four main Kerbals that will respawn. So Bob, Jeb, and Bill.
Even if you like.
And Valentina.
What happens if you hit one to space and it's stuck in orbit? You can't get them down.
They won't respawn.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, sorry.
All right then. I'll try talking now. I Atsumi'd all the Nekos.
You did?
I did. So I stopped playing that. I still haven't uninstalled it.
I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I stopped playing. I haven't uninstalled.
I uninstalled more. It, and I was so happy because, like, a week later they added a patch with more stuff in it, and D was like, "Damn it!"
Because I was almost done, and then they released that update, and then I was like, "Oh, they sucked me back in."
I think
so I got all of those things, and now I've stopped.
Yeah,
so you stopped. You sure? Yeah. Have you gone back and checked? They might have added. More
I
stuff. Don't
I
do it. It's like don't do the
they haven't. I'm sure I'll hear. I'm sure the internet will tell me if they release more things. So I needed a new addictive mobile game. So I downloaded Cthulhu Ritual Pet, which is like
I should get that.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
It's Tamagotchi Cthulhu.
Thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds great.
So he gets bigger and you feed him and you clean him and you exercise him by making him destroy cities. And you earn money by playing mini games, and the mini games are actually really fun. The only problem I've had with this game is that you can't turn the sound off. Whoa. So I can't find a settings option anywhere.
That's weird.
Yeah. So if you're like listening to a podcast and want to go check on him, his background noise comes in. And when he eats, he's eating people and they scream, and it's really disturbing. You're like in the middle of a podcast and he goes, ah!
Yeah. Huh.
So that's fun.
Yeah. Please fix.
Please fix.
Please fix.
It feels like it's been translated from another language. So I think it's a bit
any particular
dodgy
language or just like
no idea. It's
just language of the old gods?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I've also been playing a Tomb Raider. Which Tomb Raider is it?
The reboot, not the one that's just
called though.
The Tomb Raider.
That's just 2013.
It just says Tomb Raider on the front.
Yeah
that's Tomb Raider. That's the whole
thing. Tomb Raider 2013, I think.
PS3
one, yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Because it was on sale and you grabbed
it. That's a pretty cool one. I like that one.
I got it on sale for like $14.
It's interesting because we're also Uncharted 4, we're playing that as well.
I could talk about that, yeah.
We're playing that together, and then when I'm alone, I'm playing Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And it's like a not as good version.
Tomb Raider's not as good as
Uncharted,
If
this was Uncharted, I'd be able to climb that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see the new Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Has
some more
this,
Uncharted.
Yeah.
I've heard some more direct comparisons with the new one. With, it's more of a open world, but open area. Uncharted. So. Should we talk about Uncharted?
Yeah, we should have Uncharted. Has everyone finished it? Or
I've finished it yet.
Yeah, I finished it.
How many have you finished it?
I finished it.
How many chapters are there?
I don't know, like 22.
What, we're about 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, something like that.
You're getting up there. I think the last few.
We're in the high teens.
It almost feels like this game should have ended at chapter 19-ish.
We're definitely in the third act.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I was asking, do you think we're close to the end? Because it sort of felt like it was going to end, but we're still in the teens, so there's a bit more to go, I think.
Yeah, like, there was definitely a rise, fall, and it feels like it was coming up to the last.
Sure.
The big thing is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we've already had a couple of reveals, and we're like, okay, cool.
Twist!
But nothing
there, huge. There are two big reveals quite close to each other. Mm-hmm. Have you had, like, both of those?
No, just one reveal.
Just one? Okay.
So, and that was,
I think what reveals there are now.
so, yeah, like, it's... One, it's good.
Two. What fucking dark magic did Naughty Dog do to the PS4 to make it look like that?
It looks pretty good.
Oh my god.
There's a lot less combat in this game.
You can play Crash Bandicoot.
Which is great.
No, it's cool.
You can play Crash Bandicoot.
You can play Crash Bandicoot.
And not just once, too.
Oh really?
Oh, we've only played it once.
What are you doing?
I'm not. Like,
what are you doing?
That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's all right.
I mean, it's
not really
not
a spoiler. I don't really care if it's.
It's not going to impact anything in any meaningful way.
That's fair, because we got to that point because D loves Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
And I got to it. I just had the control.
I'm trying to figure out if that's like something they bodged together for that game, or if it's an actual Crash Bandicoot 1 level, because
it is a real level.
I'm big on 2 and 3, but not 1.
Yeah, so. I was a little bit annoyed because I've never played Crash Bandicoot.
Wow.
I didn't have a PlayStation.
You felt nothing.
Well, not only did I feel nothing, I was like annoyed because I'm like, okay, so I didn't beat her score.
Yeah.
I want to know what she says if I beat her score.
you want to know what she says if you beat her score?
Yeah.
You can't beat her fucking score.
Oh, really?
There's nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. They chose one of the worst levels, that the forward running.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing. But.
Okay.
But it pays off.
Okay.
It pays off. It paid off for me.
Well, the thing I read that, like, not knowing. The reason they chose the forward running thing.
Yeah.
Is because in Uncharted, they like showing off their forward running
moments. It's because you run forward in Uncharted sometimes.
Yes, and there are moments when you're running from behind the camera.
And there are moments where you're jumping over fences and there are crates on both sides of you, and you go, this is the same fucking game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very subtle, but I noticed a specific point where there were crates. I was running towards the camera and there were two Crash Bandicoot-ass crates with a very realistic-looking rendering. And I'm like, they made the same fucking game. Is this the same level or what the fuck am I doing?
Did you see the Crash Bandicoot other game reference they stuck in there?
the
LucasArts.
Yeah, I didn't actually notice that.
Someone pointed out to
me.
I didn't see this, so
I haven't heard of this. I'll mention it later what it is.
Not only is it in there, it is weaved all the way through the game in multiple locations.
Well, it's like, who's that guy? I don't recognize him.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, they actually say in the game.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Who's that? Oh, I don't recognize
him. The first time they do it, it's very subtle, so I didn't even think about it. I was cool,
and
whatever.
His crest is a call-out, and Nathan quotes him at one point.
Does he?
Yeah, he goes, you guys would probably be up to it. He goes, that's the second biggest thing I've ever seen.
He
actually says that, and I didn't even click with me.
Good reference. And again, it's a reference, like, even if it doesn't give away any of the game. It's,
no.
It's not. It's great. The story.
Should we just say what it is? Do you want to say what it is?
Nah. The people will figure it out.
I mean, the second biggest thing I've ever seen is a pretty good...
Yeah, well,
if you know what that is...
What's the first?
You could figure it out,
Didn't get the reference, but yes, I remember it now.
Yeah.
That
game's good.
That game's good. And look, it's still... I haven't finished it, but it's still not my favorite. My favorite is 2. 2 has got the best... everything.
Oh, okay.
Four has topped my list.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my thoughts.
Yep.
4 is by a fairly wide margin the best one of those they've made, and I am done with that series.
Right. Like, yes.
I loved 4. Yep. It was great. I don't want to play any more of those.
I'll come back to it and let you know.
4 drops a lot of the combat in service of the story, and I think it is probably one of the best stories told in a video game.
Ooh, that's quite a...
Like, best use of the medium to tell a story.
Like, overtly, here's a story.
Yeah, this is
telling you.
Yeah,
like, movie-style story.
Yeah, this is... We know that Nathan Drake kills a lot of dudes. Like, we get it. So he's not going to kill as many dudes this time.
Is your first Uncharted?
Yes.
What do you think?
I like it. I like the story. I'm pro-story in games.
Yeah. It is a good story. Like, it's... It's strong. Sorry, it's got some weak points, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. Like, I never feel like the story and the gameplay go hand in hand very well. I feel like it's two separate things trying to be the same thing. The
opening of that game is really strong.
The whole thing that blew my mind, because, again, I'm teaching narrative in games at the moment.
Yeah.
And it starts when you're in the stormy seas and the boats are chasing everything, and you get thrown into the water, and then it wipes.
Yeah.
And you're...
In the water. Yeah.
And I just like, that's just a perfect Hollywood cut.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
don't
do that.
I'm more thinking about chapter 4. I think it's chapter 4 or so, when you start off in the attic.
Oh, yeah, and he's just reminiscing.
And you reminisce.
Yeah.
And as someone who has, if you've played all those games and you look at that and you're going, oh, I remember. Aw.
There are
that
moments.
Was so much fun.
Yeah, there are a lot of good little moments like that.
And then you find the fucking Nerf gun and you have a fucking cover shootout with
no one
hanging targets in your attic. And then it's like, Nate, come to dinner. And you're like, all right. And then you have the fucking cutest dinner sequence with those two together as well.
It's so good. And like that whole interaction between them and him going away, that was really well done.
Yeah.
And there are some really good storytelling moments.
Nathan Drake's kind of a piece of shit too.
Oh, yeah, totally. But we always knew that.
Yeah, but I thought, like there's this new Nathan Drake, and he's kind of not a piece of shit, and then he is a piece of shit.
Do you not know his
name? But he knows it.
He does.
He tells himself
he does know he's a piece of
shit. I can't believe I did this.
Sully?
Doesn't look like Sully. His character model has changed so much.
He's definitely... I don't understand, because he's definitely older, but it's not clear how much older.
Only a couple of years.
It's not that long.
His character. If you look at comparison, his character model has changed a lot.
Sure,
well, everyone else looks exactly the same.
But he's one of the best looking characters in that game as well.
He's not really is he much of a role in this game? Because he doesn't really do much apart from just hang out in the plane.
There are some moments where you play with Sully alongside you.
We've done at least
we
one.
Have,
but you would have done at least one, but there's some later stuff as
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll definitely.
So yeah. Sully is in that game. Just not as much as he was. He's definitely, he's older. They just make it a little bit less Sully.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Don't worry about it.
Good game. I'm waiting to finish it.
Yeah. That's a good time.
Anything else, Dee?
No.
I'm sure there's
silence.
There's about 40 other games you play.
Yeah.
You can't think of one.
No.
Ashley O'Brien.
Nothing worth mentioning.
So, I mean, Uncharted, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the other big one I've been playing is Doom.
I haven't touched it
yet. I want to talk about Doom so much.
On my list.
Oh my god, how fucking good is Doom?
I finished it last night. It's so good.
I'm not sure if you guys were on the same boat, but the trailers they released months ago.
Fuck the trailers. Fuck the betas.
Absolutely bad.
Who cares? That game is awesome.
I was so prepared to hate this game. I don't know what to do with this game.
Me too.
This game.
No, suddenly, I was always hopeful.
I was a naysayer. I was doubtful.
I was like, looking at that imp ripping your arm off, I'm like, I don't want to see that 5 times. That looks the most boring.
I want to see that 40 times. Now, I want to see that 200 times.
Oh, but it's so quick. And then you get the upgrade that makes it even quicker.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. I have heard not a bad thing about this game.
Don't touch the multiplayer. Yep. Maybe touch Snap Map if you're feeling into it.
Yeah, no, not my thing.
But the campaign is where that game is.
I'm ordering it, don't worry. I'll be picking it up very shortly.
Okay, so I started this and I just immediately went, okay, what's the highest difficulty I can put this on out of the gate? That one, that's what I'm playing
Nightmare?
On.
Is it Nightmare?
No, I think it's Ultraviolence.
Yeah, you're right, yes. Ultraviolence.
Because Nightmare's not Ultra-Nightmare. Locked until you do a single playthrough.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're into, but that is the way to play that game in my opinion. Like
yeah, I just did hurt me plenty.
No, I wanted more.
Sure, yeah. Valid. I mean, I didn't die a lot in that game until the later levels. So
yeah, sure. Yeah, I was dying pretty regularly out of the gate.
Sure.
So
yeah, it makes sense.
Oh my god.
What are you playing? Are you playing on PC?
PC, but my PC is aging.
Right.
That's just my worry because my PC isn't. Great! I upgraded my PC to like 15% faster.
Sure. Well, I hear the console versions run really well.
Yeah. It's just that I hear that it's just not as quick with the aiming and everything.
Yeah, that is a mouse game. Like I can't imagine trying to play that on a high.
It's been a while since I played a game FPS with a mouse and keyboard because it's just more comfortable to sit there with a controller and that's what everything.
I think
for.
I will go for PS4 on this one purely for the comfort, but I really would like to do mouse and keyboard.
So. Yeah, I am upgrading my computer very, very soon.
Those new video cards are out tomorrow.
What's the
price point in Australian dollars?
We don't know yet, but there are some rumours.
There were some straight-up leaks with people publishing prices early. $12.99.
No, fuck that.
That's more than double. That is double the US price.
No.
Which, well, which that's they took the that down and said, "Hang on, we're not, that's not really." But I'm ready to go buy like import one. I won't
be going for the 1080 though. I'm waiting for the 1070.
Fucking 1080.
What's the price difference?
Like half. Like
but it doesn't have a cool number like 1080.
Yeah,
that makes it really hard to fucking search
this.
For.
I was thinking about this and I'm like, I could get a 1080 and I could play 1080 snowboarding at 1080p.
Yep,
on my 1080.
Go on.
It makes it really hard to search for that video card because you have a 1080 and everyone's like, you want to buy a monitor? And I'm like, no. I want to play a fucking video card. Anyway, I'm ready to drop some money on that thing.
No, I can't drop that much. I just can't justify it. I have to do the whole system anyway. So sure. I cannot justify spending $2,500 on a PC this week.
PC?
Okay, so I don't need hard drive or power supply or case or any of that shit. So I'm looking at dropping about $1,200 total.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $1,300.
That's worth. I figured. Yeah, I think like $12 to $15 is probably a good price point these days.
So yeah, that's motherboard, RAM, CPU, and graphic card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did a mini. I rebuilt at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Because I had an unsolvable issue that I just ended up replacing everything, except the optical drive that I never use.
What?
I know, right?
Okay, cool.
My Blu-ray writer.
A what?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I know. Yeah. What? Because I could have one. I don't know.
All right.
I didn't know it. I didn't know they even, like,
I've had that.
Anyone has ever bought one of those ever.
I bought it in 2011. Do you know how many times I've burnt a Blu-ray?
Once.
Fucking zero.
Okay.
did you at least go and buy 50 of them in a pack so that they could sit on your shelf and never get used for anything?
Never.
I remember when I built my computer when I moved here in 2006.
Yeah.
I got a floppy drive.
Jesus.
Because they were $5.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I then was going through my stuff 4 years later. Yeah. I found a floppy disk. I wanted the files off. I put it in. The floppy drive didn't work.
So you RMA'd it and got a new one?
I never.
Did you had like just fax off to get something done? Or
and I was just like, oh well, that's the last time I've ever owned a floppy drive. But it was like $5 on the checklist, $5. I'm like, fuck it. Who knows?
I can't even remember the last time I saw a floppy drive.
I think, like, I've got a USB one at work. I don't know why.
Yep.
It's like in a drawer, like in the most dire of circumstances. Here is a USB.
What's like optical drive? I remember, like, again, switching computers and taking my optical drive out and ejecting the disc, and there was a how to use my hair curler, no, hair straightener DVD in there.
Nice.
And I got that like 5 years prior. Nice. And I was just like, cool.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I found this. So Doom, though.
Yeah.
You guys.
Hair straighteners, yeah.
Oh, Doom.
Oh.
You go to hell. They make you care about that story, like, in a weird way.
I've been deliberately really slowly going through it because my computer can't quite keep up with it as much as I would want it to.
Sure.
So I'm kind of trying to make it stretch so that I can stretch it into the time where I have a faster computer and it looks awesome.
Yeah. It's nice and lengthy, that game.
Yeah, I'm probably going to play it again, to be honest. And that on a harder difficulty, and I never do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been coming home every night, booting into Doom, and going, "All right, let's fucking do Doom." Only complaint is that at the very beginning, all the levels are pretty open, and you can just go explore whatever you
want. Yes, this thing.
And then,
randomly,
about a third of the way through, the levels start cutting you off as you go forward. Okay. So you start missing secrets and start cutting yourself
off. They do it in weird ways too. Like at first it's like, if I jump down from this ledge, I can't get back up.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, that's an odd choice. Why would they suddenly put this in here?
Yeah.
And then...
That just locks behind you for no reason.
That's the one. It's like, I can understand them, like, from a design perspective, we accidentally forgot to put a box here so you can get back up or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, actually locking a door when you walk through it?
Exactly.
What the fuck, guys?
Yeah. And I can understand locking it for that encounter because somehow all the computer systems in the Doom universe... can detect a demonic invasion and know when that's safe or unsafe.
Well, and to be completely fair, they are actually mining hell.
Yeah, mining hell for energy.
So it was quite likely that at some point going to happen.
There's a guidebook for the staff of the base there that tell you how to, you know, give yourself to a demon and not have the demon tear you up.
I haven't been reading these things. I know I should, but they come up and I'm like, but that will stop the game.
I don't care. I just want to fucking blow up more dudes with a rocket launcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
You press 5 and the fucking rocket launcher comes up.
Yep. Yeah. Like, what else do you need to know about?
I did have one very minor complaint. Yep. I brought up the console and I typed in IDKFA and nothing happened.
Really?
There's an achievement called IDKFA.
Well, I also typed in IDQD and that did nothing either.
Really?
Those are the only two I can remember off the top of my head.
IDKFA's the one I know.
I want to say that stuff actually is supposed to work. Unless you have to turn, like, you know, SV cheats 1.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I should do that.
Maybe
I should try that.
Welcome to 2016, guys. Doom.
Yeah, Doom.
Doom.
Who knew Doom would be so fucking good?
After Doom 3, which was
interesting. Man, even the credits, great.
God. And the last one, the fucking Wolfenstein. That was awesome as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Never played Wolfenstein, but that Wolfenstein was great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was good in so many ways that it shouldn't have been too. Yeah. Like just the camera work in the cutscenes was awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know, but like he's hoping that they announce Quake sometime real Quake. Soon.
Eight years coming soon, Quake.
If we're going Quake, are we going Quake 1 or Quake 2?
Quake 1.
You want to go Gothic, like Lovecraftian.
Sure, yeah.
Not future cybernetic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it this way, I was 5 when Doom came out. Yeah. So Quake doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
I was definitely a Quake.
I was definitely a Doom. If I played anything when I was like edgy as a kid, I played fucking Doom.
Or Unreal Tournament.
Sure, yeah. Unreal's back.
No. I don't want to be back. I mean, Unreal. It's terrible.
The free-to-play Unreal?
No. Okay. No, don't. Unreal's a terrible game.
Damn, man. 2K4's all right. Unreal 2K4. Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
God, Doom.
What else?
I want to go play
just
Doom.
The music, like the surprisingly good music. The way it ramps up when you are just... The first wave of enemies is going to... And then it ramps up again and
When you find those nests...
Yeah, yeah.
And you just... Every time you're just like... you gotta like prepare yourself. You're just like, all right, some shit's gonna happen as soon as I hit this.
Yeah.
So I better be ready. And you walk around, you're like, okay, I see there's rockets and stuff over there, there's some health over there.
Shotgun ready.
All right, I think I know the layout of this area.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's fucking do it. Hit the button and it just fucking goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and like go and get your fucking health. Doesn't regen, you fucking earn it.
Yeah.
You got
to
go out there.
Such a weird mechanic to bring back.
It's great.
But it's so good.
Halo killed the thing and no one's been able to figure out how to do it properly.
What if you never had to reload again?
We're looking
at this.
We're looking at this.
When that happened, when that first happened, I started playing and I'm like, okay, where's my reload button? It just doesn't.
Wait a minute.
Games, there's no fucking reloading.
Yeah.
Games didn't reload until like the light gun games and the arcades, and then on N64,
GoldenEye and stuff.
GoldenEye, they're the ones that introduced it.
Yeah,
and then it kind of took off, and like,
and then the other half of that, which we figured out with Halo, was like having that regen. So it was like, all right, let me hide behind this rock, reload, and my health comes back too. All right, well,
so yeah, cool. Halo brought two things: the regen health to guarantee that you'd have full health at every stage, so the designers could design each battle properly.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have two weapons that you get, they're disposable.
Sure.
So you don't have to keep looking for ammo packs.
Yeah.
So it kind of changed the design of games completely.
Yeah.
You didn't need to actually explore anymore because you just need to keep walking forward.
Yeah.
So the maps went from this big...
That's
everywhere.
That's the crazy thing about Doom is like those maps are back where it is like it all loops back on itself. You know, you go get keys to unlock other areas and stuff.
These games don't exist anymore. Sometimes, but Doom does.
Yep, they do.
Sometimes the key might be a dude's face that you need to jam into a retinal scanner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love that. You pick up the thing and it's like fucking top... what is it? Top half of corpse acquired.
Yeah, comes up
on the screen. It's just like, what the fuck?
And then you walk over and he just like jams the dude's face into this console. And he goes, welcome, Dr. Smith. And you walk through the door and he just leaves the corpse there. You're like, fucking A, Doom.
Yep.
Nice work. Love it.
Oh, man.
How did this happen?
I don't care. I'm just fucking glad that it did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really curious now. I want to know what game they didn't release.
Like, well, this is
sure, like, what happened to
this then. Has been rebooted, so they've actually
they scrapped it.
Yeah. Sorry, they scrapped what they were doing and started again.
I would love to play what they didn't release now. Like, I want
to know what, like, what it,
it probably was
just Doom with modern, like, regen health and all that stuff.
Yeah,
realized, no, let's do it.
Have you played any of the multiplayer?
A couple of matches. Yeah. It's not doing anything for me.
It's made by the same guys that did Halo 4, which should tell you everything you need to know about the multiplayer, because I don't like Halo's
I think it's actually worse than that, though. Like, I enjoyed Halo 4 to some degree. And
sure.
This is doing absolutely nothing for me.
The rockets don't kill fast enough.
Yes. Like
55 damage for a direct hit.
Can you rocket jump?
I don't actually know. You can Gauss cannon jump. I know that from the campaign.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you hit someone in the face with a rocket and it goes 55 health out of them. It's like, what?
Yeah. Mm. The numbers, there are numbers that fall out of people. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be there.
That's weird.
There's no straight up deathmatch. It's team deathmatch.
Oh.
It's all team deathmatch or weird game types.
Yeah, I played like three or four matches of deathmatch and just went, I'm good, thanks. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even look good. Like, it's the same engine, but it looks shittier than the rest of the game.
It looks like fucking Halo. Like, that customization on your armor looks like fucking Halo. And
it doesn't look like Doom Marine at all.
Yeah.
It's probably a slightly different engine in the background that's doing a lot of the stuff.
It's a different executable.
Yeah.
Same with SnapMap. I believe they're different executables.
Yeah, like, it pops you out and
relaunches itself.
Even though it launches off the same thing.
Yeah.
It's real annoying because it's like, hang on, wait, why are you kicking... If you're going to make me load into different things, just give me separate executables.
Yeah, like Call of Duty has like Call of Duty multiplayer and Call of Duty single player, and you just click which one you want.
But it does that weird thing where it like has to rebuild the...
Yeah.
Fucking game. Because, like, you say, okay, I want to launch. You launch the game and it just goes, okay, you're in single player, right?
Yeah.
And you go, and you can just click on single player and go. But then it's got multiplayer and snap map on either side. And you go, multiplayer. And it goes, okay, I'm going to have to exit and come back in. And then it does this thing where it, like, loads for, like, a minute.
Yeah, it's weird.
And if I go back into multiplayer then, it has to drop out and load for a minute. It's like it's rebuilding its libraries or some shit. But it didn't have to do that the first time through.
Yeah.
Weird.
Unless it's... No, actually, they do have those videos and stuff. They're probably hiding it behind that.
Yeah, mine did do that the first time through where it did that. Like, it wasn't slow for me, though. It was pretty quick.
I don't know. Well, as I said, my computer's aging. Old. It's about 4 years old now, so...
Running off an SSD, though, or...?
I am on an SSD.
Yeah. It's funny that I that ran like a dream on mostly high or ultra settings on my computer, and then I think it was the last two levels. It was only the last two levels when it started to get a bit
shaky. What's your graphic card?
It's a 960.
Yeah, it's probably a fair bit quicker than what I'm running.
It's 960. It's the budget 900 line, which I didn't realize at the time. It was the most affordable. And I figured new graphics cards are coming, so I'm just going to sit on it for a little bit, and then I'll get whatever the new thing is.
So you're all in for a 1080 then?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
no question. Like, this is the whole thing, was people are like, oh, just wait. And now I got a friend who's like, no, just wait, because you want to see like what the other manufacturers can do, like to overclock the card. And I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm done waiting. Buy it.
Whatever.
It's like, oh, but wait after that, because then like AMD's thing's out. I'm like,
who cares?
No, like.
Buy the thing that's awesome now. Go.
I got to pull the fucking trigger.
Yeah.
Just fucking like buy the reference card that Nvidia put out.
You could literally wait forever. Because that one's
probably exactly. Yeah. Anyway, PC putts suck. Just commit.
Yeah.
Unless there is like a big architecture shift coming, just commit and buy. What better time? Because Skylake's just come out. New graphics cards just come out. DDR4 is the brand new thing.
Yep.
Now there's no better time to build a PC.
DDR4 standard now for the...
Yeah, I'm on
it. It's still a little bit mixed. If you look around... So, the they're all one... what is it? H&Z 170 motherboard chipsets. If you look at those chipsets, it's a mixture of DDR3L and DDR4. So, the slightly more expensive... H170, Z170 boards.
I mean, use the DDR4. Who are you kidding? Just get the DDR4 one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you've got to be careful with your motherboard. You've got to make sure it actually supports 4.
What's the price-wise on
for DDR4?
Yeah.
It's actually not that different. It's fractionally more
expensive. You might pay $10.
It's one of those things, like, because I don't build computers anymore. Yeah. So I don't care until I need to buy it. Now I have to relearn everything.
Yeah.
What's the latest chipset? What's a good video card?
Yeah. That's weird. If you're watching... I can't remember what I was going to say. If you're watching like bargain prices, like I do every day, you'll see like DDR4 RAM come up every couple of weeks and be like, aha, done, sold. Give me that pair. Bring it in.
Sure.
And you'll get.
Do you bother with like fancy RAM?
No, I don't give a shit.
You just get like. Give me the cheapest. With heat spreaders and bullshit.
Fucking you want like. I mean, spoilers the, and.
The, yeah, hell yeah.
The
yeah,
cheapest shit has that stuff, so. I guess
it's aluminum.
No. The cheapest shit does not have that because you can totally go and buy it without. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth getting really that. I don't think
it's really worth it. It's just wanky. Yeah. I don't know. Building PCs.
Yeah.
Indie games.
What are they?
Well, Gungeon.
You play Enter the. Yeah.
Gungeon. Like a Gungeon. Like a dungeon.
Yeah, but like
with guns? Yeah.
Right.
They just get guns and they just pour it down the gungeon.
Is it mostly like bullets that shoot guns or guns that...
It's bullets with guns that shoot bullets.
All right.
Yeah. So they're bullets with like a headband and running around with
like
a gun.
Like a Rambo type situation? Yeah.
Shooting bullets at you.
Sure, okay.
And you get guns.
Yeah.
And a gun that shoots the word bullet.
Sure.
At the gun, at the bullets with guns
okay.
shooting at you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep. This game sounds all right.
You following?
Is this a Rami Ishmael joint, or is this
no? But it's definitely got its.
I'm thinking of never mind.
Nuclear Throne. You're thinking of
Nuclear Throne.
Yeah, Nuclear Throne. So think of Nuclear Throne across the Binding of Isaac.
Sure. Okay.
But not as good as either.
So Binding of Isaac. So awesome.
Taking two awesome things and making something that's quite not as good as either, but it's got a really good charm to it. It's. Everything's a pun.
Yeah.
I got a sniper rifle called Scope Creep, which made me laugh a lot.
Nice.
But yeah, if you like shooting bullets that shoot
bullets
with you, or using a water pistol to shoot bullets, or using a bubble gun to shoot bullets, it's a great game.
They stole that water gun from Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, that's the first game that's ever used it.
That's right. It's true.
No, great. End of the Gungeon. Great sense of humor.
Sure.
There's one... character with a corgi who just runs around.
Of course.
All the corgi does is dig up guns.
Corgi's the hot new thing.
Yeah.
The corgis are everywhere. Hot current thing. Yeah.
And I have been playing Little Throne as well. I just got into that. That sure. game is hard. Really hard. You die really crap quickly in that game.
Yeah.
Just, it's like some of the characters, two hits, you're dead.
Wow. I want to say, like, I'm wondering if Hyper-Light Drifter falls into this category of indie games. I'm going to find out. Mm-hmm. Carry on.
Well, what about... Did we ever talk about The Witness on here?
We talked a lot about The Witness. But I think we should talk a lot about the end of The Witness.
I haven't finished it.
Okay.
I refuse to finish it because it doesn't respect my time.
I...
Okay.
I finished
it. I ain't got time to fuck around with your puzzles, Jonathan Blow.
I finished it.
Yeah.
I finished the basic ending. It spoilers, the basic ending just resets the entire map.
Sure.
100% just resets the entire map.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck, Jonathan? What's this bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you start again and you're in the opening area, but you've learned a lot of tricks. And so you go through the opening area again and you start seeing things. So we're there the entire time.
It's crazy, yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous how...
if you just revisit those areas.
Yeah.
And there's one puzzle that is just the sun on a light grid.
Yeah, that's the main puzzle to open up the proper ending.
Oh, right.
That's the proper ending. Sure. And that unlocks an FMV and stuff happens.
That's you know what? I watched this. I watched someone play this and I watched this. In fact, I think there was a video with Jonathan Blow with people watching that.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I woke up the day before the game came out and I filmed this and...
It works really well because it's fucked up. Him wandering through the studio.
Yeah.
And
it's in first person as well, isn't it?
Because you're trained so heavily to see circles with lines coming out of them everywhere in that game.
Oh.
And in this video, you're wandering around his house and there's circles with lines everywhere in his house.
Yep.
And like he picks up something and he just holds it up and suddenly it's a circle matching a line. You can see you're trapped in his head seeing these circles and lines for the past 10 hours.
But the thing is, when that game came out, friends and I who had played it, we'd be walking around on a fucking pub crawl one afternoon and like walk past a square thing with circles. We're like, fucking witness!
Yep.
It's following us! And like, just as you're walking around in the real world,
he was seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's some really good moments in that game. There's some... I haven't unlocked everything.
Sure.
Did any of you guys get to the cinema?
No. I got to the cinema. I think I unlocked one or two things. I think I unlocked the end of the thing.
There's some really good moments in the cinema.
Yeah.
Especially one of the first ones you unlock is the video. It's a French film of a guy with a candle.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of encapsulate the whole of The Witness, where it's from a French movie where this guy meets this crazy guy. And this crazy guy... believes that I think the world's going to end unless he can take a lit candle from one end of a pool to another without it going out.
Huh.
And so he keeps trying to get into this pool full of water and with this lit candle, and it keeps going out. And everyone keeps throwing him out of the pool and everything. And the main character meets this guy and agrees, just go away. I'll do that for you, no problem.
Sure.
And so the story of the movie revolves around that promise.
Hmm.
And so this little clip they show in this in The Witness is near the end of the movie where the pool actually gets drained.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, lit the candle, and tries to walk across the pool. It keeps going out.
Huh.
There's no one else around, and he keeps going, walks over back to the side of the pool, touches the side of the pool, lights the candle, keeps walking back and forward. And there's a moment where he realized that no one's watching. He could just pretend he did it.
He totally could.
But he doesn't. And goes back and it's just slow. And it kind of just reflects on how the witness works and how you might... And in those videos, if you pause it, there are moments in the video where parts of the video, there's a circle which lines up with things to create another fucking puzzle.
Jesus Christ. I remember the first one I saw was like the end of a documentary.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, this is fucking deep. And it's like, it's about human nature and all sorts of shit like that. I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to process what this game's about to fucking throw at me. And nor do I have time to learn all these puzzles. Yep. So I'm just going to look up answers sometimes.
Yeah. Ooh, excuse me. Good game. Like,
It's a fine
absolutely
game.
Is it beautiful?
Worth my time to finish it?
No.
Okay.
No,
good.
Not at
done.
All.
I will uninstall it.
No. If you've played it and enjoyed it and got bored of it, once you get bored of it, stop.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
There's some really cool moments in it. They're not worth it.
Yeah.
But
there are some cool moments early on as well where you realize some shit and you're like, oh shit, like the puzzles. Okay, the puzzles are everything. Everything is the puzzle. The puzzles, the whole island itself is a fucking puzzle.
And like there's a puzzle where you climb up to the top of the mountain, and it's a puzzle they never explain how to finish. Like it's a mechanic they've never taught you.
Yeah.
I stared at the puzzle for 2 hours and I finally got it. I was so fucking excited.
Were you satisfied?
Hang on, this is the box?
No. We're walking up to the spiral mountain to the box.
Right.
There's a little cave that goes
to
a door.
Yep.
Sure.
And there's that one, you start drawing a line and the line just stops.
Yeah.
And
they do actually teach you how to solve that.
Do they?
Yes. It's a combination of several other pieces, but primarily
there's one main mechanic that stops the line.
Yes, it's the two thingies that go in that go off.
Yeah,
that's each other.
Yeah, kind of. Yes,
and they do actually teach you that. If you do all of those, about halfway through, one of them just says, "Hey, there's no line. You don't see the other line now, but it's totally still there." That's the mechanic, and that's where they teach you that. So they do. They teach you that one.
And if you go to the music box,
I want to say
yes. Which one's the music box?
You start playing music, and then you have to complete about 30 puzzles, and they're all randomized.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to ask
before the music stops.
I was going to ask if you had engaged with that at all.
It sounds awful.
I finished it.
You finished it?
Yeah.
Well done. Oh, I saw Jonathan Blow play that.
That was hard.
He barely scraped through by the skin of his teeth.
That took me many, many attempts.
Yeah.
And it's because it's randomized, some of them are real easy and some of them are not. And you're just like, fuck it.
So this game taught me that I'm completely tone deaf because I cannot do the sound puzzles.
The sound puzzle was bullshit. By the third or fourth sound puzzle.
The sound area?
Yeah, I kind of brute forced one of the sound puzzles because I just could not get it.
Yeah, and you can. You just can.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sound one was fucked up.
I could not do them at all. I just could not. I got the first couple. They were fine. Yep. After that, I was brute forcing.
I think I finished all the areas, but I never went down the final.
Yeah, like doing the obelisks?
Yeah.
Yeah, the obelisks, I got two of the obelisks finished.
Sure.
And it's weird because you go back, like the castle, where you have to do the four line puzzles when you're the line.
You are the line, yeah. I really like that one. I really like the
once you do them,
that
you have to then go to the tower and then trace them again. And if you don't do the puzzle, there's multiple ways to do the puzzle. If you didn't do the puzzle as the line yourself incorrectly, you can't get the puzzle at the top of the tower, so you got to go back and redo the puzzle again.
Jesus.
And, oh my fucking God.
I thought the hedge mazes in the castle area were probably the best ones.
But
really
that game is brilliant. I don't regret it. But, don't ever feel you need to finish that game at all. Don't worry.
Yeah, I feel like I've got enough out of it. Because most of what you're talking about here, it's like, I did that. Yeah. No, I didn't do that.
Like, you got what that game was about.
Yep.
And I got it, and I went, okay, cool. This game has more to offer, but I'm good.
I just wasn't sure if it was worth me going back. Yeah. But
it's when I find myself bashing my head against that wall for 20 minutes, achieving nothing and going, well, that was a fucking waste of my time.
Yeah, you unlocked nothing.
Yeah, I'm good at that point. Yeah.
Cool, I will uninstall it.
Yep.
I'll get my, how big is that game? Like 8 gig or something? Yeah,
not even that. Yep. It's like you get your 600 megs back.
Red.
Yeah. SSDs, you got to take what you can get. And at this point, if you got back into it, would you actually remember how to complete half of the puzzles?
A lot of them. I remember the basic rules.
They're actually, now that I think about it, they're actually, the rules are pretty self-explanatory when you see them, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Eh.
Witness.
Witness. Witness to witness.
Witness me.
I always do.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Sexy. Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll regather where we'll go to say, because we've got to remember all the games we're going to play.
Yeah.
Back in a minute. Alex.
Hello.
You have more games.
I got a couple more games that I cross off this list.
Tell me your games.
Have you guys heard of Mirror's Edge?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. How can you have been playing this? This isn't out yet.
This is a beta that I was invited to by my friends at EA.
Uh-huh.
And by my friends, I mean an auto mailer that I subscribed to that they sent me like, hey, come play Mirror's Edge. I'm like, I'm going. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Mailer.
They totally made more Mirror's Edge, by the way.
Okay.
Is it more Mirror's Edge that you want?
You know, there's an open worldness to it. So, yeah, because it's not just these linear missions.
I really loved the first level of Mirror's Edge.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's the best one.
And from that point, because it's this parkour, great sense of speed,
yeah.
And then suddenly it comes a first-person fucking puzzle game.
Yeah.
Of how do I get up this ledge?
Yeah.
Oh, that way. Stop. Think. Look.
Yeah.
And it's like Sonic. It starts off really fast and enjoyable, and then the later levels are a slow, methodical platforming. Where's my speed?
It kind of struck me like it left me...
Go fast.
Gotta go fast.
You have to go fast.
Yeah.
That game is amazing when it's fast.
like playing the Mirror's Edge beta, it kind of left me empty at the end. I was like, that didn't scratch the itch that Mirror's Edge did 10 years ago. What? Why? What happened? And I think it's just they made more Mirror's Edge, and I don't care about Faith. I don't care about any of the characters.
the characters were terrible. The story was... If you remember, the story was badly drawn 2D in the first Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, this one has cutscenes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They've wrapped it up.
I mean, they spend all this time on these character models that they show in the game as well, so they might as well have cutscenes with them. I don't know. It's just like... I'm like, oh, right. It's more... The combat is better. Like, the way that it discourages gunplay, or even if there is gunplay, I don't think there is.
Okay,
but you can actually hit dudes into other dudes, which causes them to do damage to each other.
That sounds good.
Cool. And there's like a...
Because that game was so good. Like, I hate, like... But you got a gun. I hated that it let you fire the gun because it was dumb.
I never wanted to play that game with guns.
Yep.
And by the later...
Just like grab the gun and throw it at other people.
Kick it up out of their hand and then spin kick it into a guy's face and then keep running.
Do some Black Widow shit. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I wanted to get through Mirror's Edge 1 so badly without using a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, dudes have fucking guns. And I can't do shit, so I'm going to use a gun. But yeah, there are no guns in the new one.
Cool.
The combat, slightly more satisfying in that you can beat people around and there's directions to your attacks and that's kind of interesting. And the open world thing is kind of a cool idea. Like, but this would have been the great Mirror's Edge game in 2009 as a follow-up to Mirror's Edge, not... this late.
Yeah, but if they'd done that, then there would have been like 15 more by now, and it would have just been another Assassin's Creed. Do you really want another Assassin's Creed?
No one wants another Assassin's Creed. Not even.
Not that it's actually anything like Assassin's Creed at all. I think
didn't sell well. It was when EA was trying to inject money into new IPs.
Yeah.
And no one bought it. Even though
it became a cult classic.
It was that first level is amazing. I think anyone will disagree with that.
No.
The demo you said.
Yeah.
But
it became a cult classic, and people were always like, more, more, more. And they finally announced more, and they went, oh.
Yeah.
It's not the more that you wanted.
I don't want this game.
It's the same thing where I saw a review of Star Fox, the new Star Fox for Wii U, where it was like, everyone was like, yeah, this is the Star Fox you wanted when you played Star Fox on the 64.
No, like this is more really of that. Not, because I didn't want more Star Fox 64. I must be the only person on Earth that said this, but I played Star Fox 64 when it was out and new, and I went, this is short. I got through this real fast.
I was really excited for Star Fox on the GameCube, and I returned it a day later.
And then it was a third-person exploration. Yeah,
like I knew it was different, but I'm like, the fur physics was amazing. It had...
fur shaders.
Fur shaders was amazing.
Yeah.
It had field of view.
Yeah.
Which on a console in that era was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
Yeah.
The game was shit.
Yeah.
The game was so bad.
GameCube had some...
GameCube's a good console.
GameCube had some graphics behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not the games.
No.
Although Metroid Prime is probably one of my favorites of all time.
Oh, no. Awesome. There's a handful of amazing games, like Pikmin and Metroids, and there's some good shit with the little mini discs. So cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
And my last thing I think I have on my list is Stellaris.
Stellaris. Ooh. I don't know anything about this.
No, this is a 4X game by Paradox.
Mm-hmm.
in space, mm-hmm. as you know from the name. And you kind of start off as this, we've made it. It starts off with, we've made it to space. It's kind of an endless kind of game as mm-hmm. well. I don't think there is a campaign you can just play like offline endless, or you can play multiplayer. But it's like, we've made it to space. Now what? And you build science ships and you go start surveying other solar systems and
yep.
expanding, and you meet other aliens. And it seems like it's an amazing Star Trek storyline generator.
Okay.
Because you could just look at the entire history of my your gameplay and be like, yep. well, that's a series of Star Trek right there.
Hmm.
You know, going off colonizing other worlds and meeting aliens and having... I don't know. I think it's a really cool 4X game. Cool. I spent 12 hours on it, and I'm nowhere near finishing it. Near finishing one game of it.
I've never played a 4X game.
Have you?
I don't think Civ? So. No, I've never. I never really got it. I own like 6 of the 4,000 Civs that are out yeah. there, but I played maybe a couple of hours of one.
You're a Civ fan, Alex?
No.
You're not?
No, uh-huh. I'll play a 4X here and there. Like okay. I really enjoyed Endless Space when that came out.
What's 4X?
And yeah.
Here's a good question. Alex, can you say the 4Xs are 4Xs?
I know that it's expand and exploit.
Explore?
Exterminate or something?
I don't think it's exterminate. It's something else. I can't remember the 4X.
Any game where you're expanding an empire over.
Okay. So like Civ?
Yeah.
Or?
Civ is definitely. Yeah, Civ. Yeah. Civ is a classic 4X.
Civ is like the poster child for 4X games.
What was that little mini Star Trek looking one that you played?
That really shitty one?
Yeah.
I can't remember its name.
The little bubbles and the habitats. And
that wasn't 4X because you're just building a base, not expanding expanding the base itself.
Hmm.
And you're going to other planets to... I loved it because it was just like Star Trek. Yeah. And the only thing you could do was shoot.
Oh, wow.
So every mission was revolving around, kill these guys.
Jesus.
And then you get resources to build your base, and people visit. It was so dumb, and I finished it because I had to.
I'm thinking about the things that I would like to convey about Stellaris being really cool, but it means that I would have to give you a rundown play-by-play of my entire species history up to this point, and we don't have fucking time for that. I just want to say it's really cool and...
awesome.
Yeah. I'm in an alliance with some other alien species now, and I found some ancient empires that have fallen, that are stagnated... And I started beef with them by accident.
Awesome.
That was bad for me because they have way bigger military forces than I do. I tried to make a peaceful race. Didn't really work out for me. Kind of a military.
It sounds like every Civ game I've ever played. It's like, this time I'm going to win by religion.
No,
I just completely destroyed everyone. No. And this time by my arts. I just killed everyone.
And that's the thing is I found these other species that are like, they're pacifist xenophiles. So, you know, they're peaceful and they love other aliens, but they don't want to be friends with me. They've got shitty militaries, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to come and take your shit. I haven't done that yet to anyone, but yeah. Luckily, the alliance I'm in, the other two species in the alliance have way better militaries than I do. So I'm like, fucking, you got to deal with that shit. And at one point, someone declared war on our alliance, and I'm just watching my home system, building up the planets and things like that. And all of a sudden, all these just fleets of ships start warping in. And I'm just like, hang on, the fuck's going on here? I'm like, these are my friends. Come to... like hang out with me and just look after me, and I'm like, oh shit, you guys are fucking serious, huh? We ended up losing that war somehow. I don't know how, but we ended up losing that war. It's real diplomacy. Like, a war will be declared and I'll have one battle and lose a couple of corvettes, and then the war will end and we lost, and I'm like, all right, I guess we didn't get those planets off those guys that we wanted. Cool. I found humans in my game as well. Like, I randomly generated a galaxy and I found the Sol system.
Yep.
And it's got, you know, it's accurate. It's got 8 planets, as accurate as it could be. And we found humanity on Sol 3, and they haven't hit the space age yet.
Okay,
so we're observing humanity.
In the 60s, kind of 50s.
I think they're in Renaissance.
Oh, okay. When we found them. Cool.
So yeah, I'm just kind of they're in my friend's space.
Okay.
Area of influence.
That's kind of cool. I like when they put things like that, because you got to make a little story.
Yeah. You can just click, you know, start as humans on Sol, and that'll be your game. It's cool. You can choose all the different races, and they all have different ship designs, and you can design your own ships and things like that. Anyway, Stellaris. There's so much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You can gerrymander in that game. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I was hoping to talk to you about Civ 6, but...
I'm not. Yeah. God. Not there. I'm sorry. I know they announced a Civ 6.
Yeah.
That exciting to you?
Yes.
People are upset because it doesn't look like Civ. Yeah. But You know. Sieve's got a sieve. Yeah. I bought a mouse, by the way. I bought a fucking gaming mouse, by the way.
Why? Logitech?
It was $100 off. It's a Logitech. It's their G900.
Oh, this is their Chaos super fancy.
Spectrum. It's called a fucking Chaos Spectrum. It's the most bullshit ever. But it's ambidextrous, which is great because I'm right-handed anyway, so...
Can you detect the extra 3 milliseconds this thing transmits wirelessly or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, so no, I can't. Plus, I have running through
it. Didn't they set up... Isn't this the one they set up that
This is the one that they
test?
Claim is faster over wireless than it is wired.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't
know. And they set up some test where they're like showing and they're like, yeah, like this one is... 0.5 milliseconds faster than this other one wired. It's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
And I mean, mine's running through a KVM anyway, so I probably... KVM. So fuck me, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I beat Doom that way, so shut up.
And don't get me wrong, I appreciate a good mouse.
Yeah. No, it's really comfortable, and it's... I bought a new mouse mat and everything, and yeah. Cool. It's time I upgraded my mouse. I bought that mouse. And it was $100 off, because $269 for a mouse is a fucking lot.
$169 a lot.
That's about the same as I paid for my last mouse.
I have a G500 that I think I paid $80 for, and that seemed like a lot.
Since we were last here, Dick Smith no longer exists.
Yep.
So I cashed out on that and bought a mouse and mouse pad there for work as well. So
nice.
A really nice mouse at work.
Mouse pad. Wow.
Yeah. The mouse mats kind of matter. It's weird.
These days, like, for some reason, like, I've got a mouse mat now.
Yeah, they shouldn't matter, but they totally...
Desks
nice.
Suck these days.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what That's it is, what it but is. Suddenly mouse quality's gone up, desk quality's dropped down.
Yeah,
suddenly
we went through this period, this renaissance of, who needs mouse mats anymore?
I can do it on glass, on my face, no problem.
MX Anywhere, it's called Anywhere, because you can do it anywhere.
And now it's just like, this is shit.
Like, this sucks, yeah. Like, this, yeah, what the fuck happened?
Like, we've got these mice at work that work really well on the desks until the desks get warm from sunlight.
Oh, weird.
So anywhere the sun directly hits them, it stops working.
Wow.
So we've got shitty mouse mats on those ones.
That's weird. We still, at work, we dish out, we give everyone the basic Microsoft optical mouse.
Yep.
With all of our Macs. Everyone gets a Mac. Awesome. You don't get the Apple mouse because fuck that shit.
Oh, they're terrible.
We don't fuck around with that.
No.
You get a Microsoft wired mouse.
And they're fine.
They're a great 3-button mouse.
Yep.
Couldn't use one personally.
Do either of you guys still play Hearthstone?
Nope.
I have a passing interest. I'll get back to it. I have been looking at
the
Whispers
expansion.
Of the Old Gods.
Yeah.
No, I'm
so
going,
have you
I'm
been following this at all?
Fake nope. Cthulhu.
So they released, they follow Magic the Gathering because they've got so many cards.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's causing, they have the risk of balancing issues.
Finally addressed the kind of issue of like, well, what happens when we get a pool of 5,000 fucking cards in here?
Exactly. So basically, you can't use the last expansion. It's only
so
always
going to
be
this.
The base and the current two. But you still can play wild mode and just play with anything and rules be damned, which I love.
There's what did I see? There was a really cool mode in Tavern Brawl where it was your entire deck was made of two cards.
Yep. And the problem with that was...
There was some amazing fucking
There was
stop.
Only about two or three decks that people made, and you start it, and you're like, this is impossible.
And you're like, you're a mage, so you're using this build, so I'm dead already.
Yeah. Like, I was playing a game where, like, on the third turn, he had, like, six guys out, and I was just like...
I was watching someone play it live and getting hits from the chat, and the chat was like, just do these two cards, and they played this, because they went, okay, this is totally broken for every single class.
Yeah.
I can just do this the whole time. This is...
Well, the good thing about Tavern Brawl is they can introduce a rule that is broken, but it's only there for a week, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's like
so broken.
Yeah, it's like Mayhem in Destiny or Arcade in Overwatch or something like that.
But no, it's not fun anymore.
Really?
Because...
Is it? I've been hearing this, everything revolves around C'Thun and building up your C'Thun card.
90% of people play with C'Thun.
Yeah.
C'Thun comes out, it pretty much destroys everything
on the
battlefield.
Because it does damage for every turn that it's out, regardless of what you do.
No,
it
does damage of what its attack is when it comes out randomly across the board.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then on top of that, whatever you've played beforehand gives it more abilities.
Yeah.
So if your entire deck is based towards it. And it's not, I don't want to play with C'Thun.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
I think there's a meta that's building around that, that's like people moving away to counter that.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of constricts the whole game. So what are the two current expansions? So it's Old Gods and is it... It's like gnomes and gods.
The gnomes, that one's gone.
That one's just got phased out.
Yeah, it's the other one.
Oh, the arena. Was it called the arena or something like that? Or the tournament?
No.
Or the grand tournament?
Grand tournament, yes.
Grand tournament,
yes.
Yeah. So grand tournament and old gods is current.
Yeah.
And Naxxramas and goblins and...
Boy, I'm glad I never spent $27 on any of those.
Did you spend $27 on some of those?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank you.
No, me neither.
I bought one of the single player ones.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, I thought it
wasn't really. It was okay.
People still say like playing the Naxxramas campaign is kind of cool.
I heard that. Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to spend that much money, but I heard that one is really good.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not.
But I'm now not since the launch. Sure. I'm not having much fun with it.
Well,
anymore.
The good news is you only have to wait for two more expansions,
and it's gone.
And then it's gone forever. Yeah, yeah. No more C'Thun. Who knows? Maybe the next expansion they'll just bring something out that breaks C'Thun. Yeah.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
Well, that's always... I remember...
I think it's a good model, though.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's just not for me. It just seems like they pushed me up. Everyone else is very having fun with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of my students are loving it.
But, again, realistically, not jokingly this time, you can come back to it when the next one comes out and just go, oh, okay, well, how is this different now?
Exactly. And if you haven't played Hearthstone in a while, go in and play a few rounds, and they'll give you, like, 30 packs for free.
Really?
It's like they give you like five for just starting, right I'm and then if you win five games, you win game seven, Ash? And then you win five more.
I'm just checking if I'm on Ben's Wi-Fi or not before I download this.
Okay, cool.
It's a big download. It is absolutely huge.
Are you don't mind if I just download that here, though, right?
Probably kill everything. I'm not an NBN, unlike some people. Are you an NBN?
I'm not an NBN. I just have fat cable.
No, I don't. We have average internet here. It's fine. It's not fantastic. Yeah. It's good.
Speaking of internet, just briefly,
we
had a big network project at my work now. We have a 1 gig link internet.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah.
Wow, it's 1.13 gigabyte now.
Yep.
Wow.
Remember when like iOS games had to
They were capped at 20 meg or something, or 50 meg?
yeah. And now, like that download, I'm like, yeah, that I'm not going.
I think Apple TV apps are still capped at 200 meg. Which
awesome.
I haven't checked in with the Apple TV store in a while. I should... Because now that it's been out for a while, I might actually have something on it worth using. But at the moment, it's Netflix, Stan, and YouTube.
Mm. Okay, so those three things you can get on everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stan's really bad, by the way.
It has all of Star Trek, so my girlfriend loves it.
Well, no, it's good. It's got a decent selection, but their player sucks.
Their software is bad.
Like, if you pause, if you stop, if you're watching a movie or TV show and you stop it halfway through because you want to go sleep or something.
Yeah.
You try to start that again later.
Does it remember where you're up to?
No, it remembers where you're up to. Yeah. It just buffers the entire time you try to play it.
Oh, gross.
Like, it'll play like 10 seconds, pause, buffering. 10 seconds, pause, buffering.
Oh, that's...
And it does this on multiple platforms.
Okay. God, I mean, I don't have that problem because fat cable.
It's fine. No, sorry. I'm on NBN.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Weird.
That is bad then.
I don't know. So I guess just don't ever try to stop anything halfway through.
Yeah.
Cool. Just commit to it. Do it.
Other than that, it's fine.
If you're going to watch it, like watch the whole thing. Yeah. No, the thing about the Apple TV is it's nice to not have to like go to my device, do things on my phone, send that to the Apple TV, and then be using my phone and break the Apple TV by browsing something I shouldn't be browsing.
That's what the Google Chrome's. I like that.
You
send it to it and then you just don't have to worry about it.
Sure.
Although some apps are still like the YouTube app is broken in so many ways.
Right.
Like someone else joins it and then suddenly the list you've created, it skips some of them but then plays some later on when you create a new list.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so now it's one of us joins and the other one just doesn't join until everything's finished.
Until you're ready. Yeah.
So do you have a Google Play subscription?
No.
Okay. Because we've now got YouTube Red in Australia.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, that, okay.
And there's the big thing saying, do you want to try it? Free for whatever. And there's some good shows. I look on.
Oh, no, I don't care about the original.
Is it like an actual competitor to...
It's basically, you know how they've been...
No, it's a different thing.
They've been pushing to get like some of the channels to produce actual proper content.
Because there's no proper content on YouTube currently.
It's more of a show-based thing.
Yeah, like actual, like a 30-minute drama.
Yeah,
or
maybe like more like 10 minutes. They're kind of still, they're still going, but...
The YouTube audience.
The YouTube audience, but... So it's basically just like premium YouTube. That's really all it is.
So weird.
So...
What a weird thing.
Well, and this is the thing, right? I signed up for the free month because you get Google All Access Pass as well. So why not?
Yeah.
Whatever. Music streaming's all right.
Price is right.
Yep.
I have discovered that this is like YouTube used to be. You remember when you would go to YouTube and you didn't have to watch a 45-second ad so that you could watch a 30-second video?
Yep.
That was it's actually like that, an ad.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're watching a trailer. Yeah,
yeah, I want to watch a trailer for Call of Duty, but first I have to watch this 15-second ad for Call of Duty. Fuck! I want to be marketed to. Stop marketing to me while... God damn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually enjoyable to go to YouTube again.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to watch the ads.
Sure.
It's all right.
That's why you have Adblock.
Yeah, but it doesn't always... Adblock doesn't always work.
Adblock doesn't work on iPads and shit anyway.
So. Adblock, they've now... You have to pay Adblock to block YouTube ads now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I haven't paid a fucking cent.
No, they've now got a premium subscription to unblock ads.
You're probably on one of the different variants, maybe.
I'm sure I could go find something else the internet that will do it for free. Not like a pirate version, or just a different version. Just a different thing.
Anyway. Yeah. So anyway.
It's video games, you guys. It just reminded me of something. Talking about YouTube.
Yep.
I like the look of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
What? Get out.
I haven't bought a Call of Duty... Let me tell you this. Do you remember the last Call of Duty game I bought? Call of Duty 3.
Okay, I can beat you this. Do you know the last one I bought?
Yeah.
I bought it less than a week ago.
God damn it. Ben's reaching for something. It's a Big Red 1. Did you buy Big Red 1? You bought Big Red 1!
Call of Duty 2, Big Red 1 on the Xbox original.
Yeah.
First ever purchase Call of Duty.
Your microphone stopped working.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, microphone apparently stopped working.
Yeah.
Okay. Call of Duty 2, Big Red 1 on the Xbox.
The OG box.
I see you also bought Matt Hoffman's Pro BMX.
I also bought Nightcaster, Quantum Redshift, Matt Hoffman's Pro BMX 2.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
The second one.
And Spy Hunter 2. My favorite one.
You mean Big Red 1's not the favorite one?
No. This one is Dinosaur Adventure.
It's a PlayStation 2 game.
PlayStation 2 game. Now, this is obviously a Land Before Time ripoff.
Yeah, no, it looks a little bit like that.
It says, where is it? Includes Jigsaw Puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Piers.
Uh-huh.
Coloring book.
Uh-huh.
Puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Cartoon movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is like the most bootleg.
Did
you buy this in Victoria Markets? Like, holy shit.
I am so excited to play the cartoon movie.
Man.
On bootleg, Land Before Time on the PlayStation 2.
Man.
This is so good.
Can I just ask, I've never asked before why you buy all these things. Is it just because you want one of everything? Or just like, this looks dumb, I'm going
to
buy it?
Okay, so I don't want everything. I'm not that crazy.
Sure.
I just like... So I've got a list of PlayStation 2 games I want. Yeah. All the good PlayStation 2 games.
And this shitty one you've got.
And while I look, I keep running into these things for like $2.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck it.
Sure.
Why not? I don't need this in my collection, but now I have it in my collection.
Yeah, this is really dumb.
So... Yeah,
that's awesome.
I can appreciate like the dumbness. Of
yeah,
that, like the dumb shit.
So I want to just.
Which brings me back to Call of Duty.
Look at the monkey.
Have you seen the Cookie Monster Wii cover?
I bought a Cookie Monster Wiimote cover.
Oh wow, yeah. That's amazing. That's actually kind of alright.
Yeah, it is. It covers all the buttons, so the kids don't need to get confused by the buttons.
Sure, it leaves what like the home buttons.
Basically, and like two buttons.
The two buttons.
But it's Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Which makes it so cool.
Yeah. That's
so great. I end up with the weirdest shit, just going to secondhand stores and buying games.
All right. Fair enough.
So anyway, you were about to explain
I'm
what
actually,
the hell's wrong
I'm
with
actually
you.
Considering this Call of Duty because
why?
It's finally reached critical mass that everyone fucking hates it. And it's totally marketing to me because I love sci-fi shit.
Oh.
Fucking genius, Call of Duty. You got me. And it comes with Call of Duty 4.
But they've been sci-fi shit for like the last four Call of Duties.
Even not like fucking proper sci-fi shit. It's like fucking pop sci-fi bullshit.
Yeah, it's like near future sci-fi.
Now it's like fucking space.
Yep.
Fucking space. Bowie's in space. By the way, I fucking listened to that trailer synced up with Bowie's in space by the fucking Flight of the Conchords. And it's fucking way better than the real trailer. And it matches up perfectly too.
Nice.
Oh, that was such a bad version of that.
Yeah, no, that was like, that's not a great version of that song, but I'm like, yeah, I'll go to fucking space. I'll fly a spaceship around and fucking kill dudes in space.
But
fuck,
you know,
World
you're not
War
gonna
One.
Do that.
Fuck
it'll be
World
like,
War One.
It'll be like basically on rails.
That's fine. And it's time. Like, I haven't played the Call of Duty 4 campaign in, when did it come out? 2008?
Don't look at me.
2007, 2008.
I'm just thinking with Call of Duty 2.
I haven't played the Call of Duty 4 campaign in 8 years. Maybe it would be nice to play an up-resed version of that. Because I have fond memories of Call of Duty just being like this nice, big action blockbuster. You knew it was shit, but like you could eat some fucking popcorn to it. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about Call of Duty.
I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's like a Transformers movie. Though. You know, you just shove your face full of popcorn and just go, yeah, fuck it, I don't know what's going on.
Advanced Warfare was pretty cool. Like, I don't know.
Mm. I'm over here with
that like brought the movement thing in. Like, now it's like it, you know, moves faster.
But like, you're talking about popcorn bullshit. That is popcorn bullshit right there,
dude. Like, it's been popcorn bullshit since Call of Duty 4.
It's true.
It's like, yeah, ever since they got away from World War II.
You started talking about like it hasn't been. It's like, but it has been.
Well, it hasn't been the right popcorn bullshit
type
for me, because now it is sci-fi in space popcorn bullshit.
I'll give you that.
I'm on board with that. You know?
Sure.
And meanwhile, there's Battlefield 1 over here. How do we feel about Battlefield 1?
No. It looks all right.
No?
Whatever.
No. I'm not on board either.
No.
People are like, fuck
slightly.
Yeah, World War 1, but like, no, World War 1 was kind of a shitty war.
It was trench warfare, chemical warfare, and...
Yeah.
Planes that didn't work. And
yeah.
That's not quite true. There were different theaters of war within World War
I. You stood in a trench, got trench foot, and fucking died.
And then mustard gas came.
If you were on the Western Front, yes.
Yeah.
And then you had bayonets and and slow, tedious war.
Actually, that's not quite true. Apparently, the German troops did not like bayonets because they had a tendency to get stuck in the enemy's ribcage.
Huh. Did not know that.
Practical Germans.
Do you know the thing I learned? You know the Germans had a little spike on top of their hats?
Yeah.
And do you know what the worst thing is when you're trying to sneak up an enemy and you've got a big shiny thing on top of your hat?
What's that? Just like catching the sun and reflecting.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like...
They didn't want that.
Yeah.
So do you know what their solution was?
What?
They had the little cloth covers they put over the top of the little spikes to stop.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Germans got a fucking solution for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't just like not make them. Like,
Or removable.
We'll preserve it. But we'll cover it up and make it nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Germans.
World War One, I think, is a terrible war to emulate.
Oh, it is.
And it's just a shitty war in general. Like, it was... Like, World War One is the war where we figured out, like, oh, no, this is really shitty.
Yeah.
We should not be this shitty to each other. There are better ways to be shitty.
Let's all get together while we're still fighting and agree, let's be less shitty.
Yeah.
Because we're not just losing people, people are dying horribly.
Yeah,
because we're both being shitty.
Let's kill people more effectively as a result of this.
Yeah.
This is fucked up. So, I mean, that game looks amazing.
I haven't seen anything about it.
The trailer?
It's a one of those. It looks real pretty.
The song in the trailer is real good. as opposed to the Call of Duty. It's Seven Nation Army by White Stripes in like a remix form, which is like the perfect World War One song. I don't know. Apparently it's all in game and it looks fucking amazing, but. We'll see if it actually works on day one, because...
It won't.
It's Battlefield.
No, it won't. Whatever.
I won't play it either way.
Yeah, I probably will either way.
All right. There you go. That's...
We know what we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're...
I hate myself, but I'll still do it.
Yeah, right? I'll still play Dead or Alive Extreme 4. Don't worry. It's
yes,
fine.
You will.
Yeah.
I think that's we should call that a wrap. I've got so much more to talk
there's
about.
So much more announcements
But next
coming.
Week...
Yeah, I
like,
guess.
Let's like we can keep talking about next week.
E3 is like 3 weeks away. By
I know.
The way, in case
and
you're
there's
wondering.
So much to talk about. Like, there's so much news. It's ridiculous.
Are you guys going to buy a PS4 and a half?
Maybe.
Well,
I don't
think I haven't.
Let's face facts. Probably.
Yeah.
I haven't got an Xbox One.
Sure.
So I'll get Xbox One and a half.
Yeah.
And my PS4 rebuilds the database every time I turn it on.
Fuck.
Doesn't go into sleep
so
mode.
So you will get a PS4 and a half. I really want to play Destiny at 60 frames a second, so I'll probably get a PS4 and a half.
You got some of your PS4?
No, because I'll give that to Beck.
And
she can play some PS4 games. I buy her a copy of Destiny. We're a happy Destiny family. She might not hate it if she can play with me.
It's like some Stockholm.
I got a plan, guys. Don't worry about it. Destiny's still cool.
Okay, I see how it goes. Destiny's but yeah, like next good. Week, we've got a lot to talk about news-wise. There's so much I want to talk about. What's happened with VR, with E3, with all the bullshit that's happened. Oh, so much to talk about.
So
video games, guys. Video games.
I think I'm done with video games.
Are you just gonna
flip it? Actually, I don't know what's the first on my list to play right now. Like, I finished Doom.
Just play Doom again.
On difficulty. Like, Alex, what are you going to play? What are you going to do this week? What's your plan?
I actually don't know. My mother-in-law is in town as of right now. So.
You get some Cthulhu pet on you.
Yeah, I'll get that Cthulhu.
Cthulhu pet. Ritual pet.
Yeah.
Mini games.
Just screaming.
Play that on my phone. Yeah.
Awesome.
What about you?
I've got to finish me some Uncharted and pick up me up some Doom.
Yeah.
That's definitely my top two things.
The 3Ds, Drake, Doom, and... What was the other one?
Dead or Alive.
No, hang on. There was another D. Keep going.
This is great. But Doom has, like I said before, blindsided me. I did not prepare myself for Doom. Didn't want to buy Doom.
I'm not. I've got to get Doom. Doesn't play.
And
Dark Souls 3. The 3Ds. Drake, Doom, and Dark Souls 3.
Ash. I am going to try and not finish Doom because I want a better computer to finish it on. Mm-hmm. I've got to wait another couple of weeks for that.
Mm-hmm. Why are you waiting? Are you just getting some money?
No, because I'm waiting for a 1070.
Oh, of course. Yep.
Sure. Or for a really cheap, like 970 or
you don't want to build everything but the video card.
I've thought about that. I don't know. Maybe I could do that.
How far past the 1080 is the 1070?
I don't know in actual numbers, but I believe the 1070 is like 30% quicker roughly than the 980 or 980 Ti or something. I think the 1070 is faster than the 980 Ti.
Yeah, yeah.
And the
1070 is 2/3 of a 1080 is what I heard, is what I read somewhere.
Yeah, something like that. It's quick enough for my needs.
Yeah, definitely.
And
it's the mid-level,
I'm probably going to go for a motherboard that'll do slides. So at some point in the future, if I want to add another one, I could.
I'm going to tell you right now. No one's ever done it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now because I've been in your position.
Maybe I should just save the money and go for a cheap ass system and not do that. And
yeah, no one ever SLI ever.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you do not buy an SLI out of the gate, you'll never do it.
If I was going to buy one out of the gate, I would just buy a 1080.
Yeah.
Right. Because why would I do that? Because not every game even supports Sly. So. Exactly.
The people I know that have done Sly have done it all in one hit.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't recommend trying to future plan that shit.
Maybe you're right.
I've been there.
Maybe I'll just save the money and not spend that.
Save it of money.
Yeah. D.
Wait, that's a WA joke. No one got that. D.
Yes.
What's your plans for the week?
Board games.
Mm-hmm.
Doing board games. Every other Wednesday.
Yes, we are. We started a little board game group over at the Charles Whiston.
One day I'm going to come to that.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
I thought about coming to that.
You should. We play board games. It started with, we used to play board games in a pub in the city, and the pub shut down. So they moved a pub just down the road. Yeah. We went into that. I think every single person had a bad experience trying to order something from the bar.
Yeah.
Like, I said, can I have a cider? They're like, oh, we're out of cider. I'm like, do you have any ciders in bottle? And they're like, no. Okay. Can I have a screwdriver then? And they're like, oh, I'm not sure if I need juice. And he went his way to find juice for like 10 minutes.
Didn't come back.
He finally came back with juice.
Can I have a warm glass store of dirty water, please?
Like
they had no table number system for people's food orders.
Yeah, so they keep coming out going, it's trying to the room. Who ordered the Palmer?
It's like everyone.
And like seven people with their hand up and they're like, you? It's just one of so many problems this bar had of just people just not, and we're like,
so we said, screw this, we're starting our own party.
Yeah, with blackjack and hookers. And my blackjack with board games and hookers, me. Yeah.
How much do you
give it away for, you give it away for free.
I charge? Are you supposed to charge?
Yeah, you...
Oh.
By the way, syphilis is back. So I saw it on the back of a bus somewhere.
Yes.
Syphilis, it's back.
So bad it's riding around.
This damn strawberry flavor.
Yeah, I really want to, I have a game that is still in its shrink wrap that I have yet to play.
What game?
I bought it more than a year ago. Avalon.
Avalon's a classic.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of new games from Chinatown, Dixit.
Bought something recently, or there's something I wanted. Actually, I've been thinking about D&D a lot.
It's fine. It's still lately. Going.
Or D&D light type scenario.
Dungeons
and Dragons. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about D&D again lately. It'd be nice to get something going. And hey, you guys have like a studio.
We do.
To record that. And it's a lot of like, D&D is a lot of vocal storytelling and theater of the mind. But I don't want to be a DM.
No.
It's the problem. Okay, I'm way better at improv and not being a DM.
Me and Ash and Matt, we tried to get into D&D.
Yeah.
Four.
No, I think it was four.
Four, okay. It just came out, so we bought all the books, bought everything.
Yeah.
The one thing I've learned since
is
you do not start to learn to play D&D without a DM who knows how to DM. You can't learn to DM from a book.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. Because that was my first experience. Like, I bought the starters kit, invited some friends over, we made characters, did the starter campaign, and I was kind of like, as the DM, I was like, you do this. You did the thing. You did this thing, and now you go here, and
you
it looks
need
like
to
this.
Learn from someone doing it.
And the one I've had one good DM. I actually did a single player campaign with a DM by myself.
Aww.
It was kind of awesome. It was a late night, just sitting there, me and this other guy, and I totally fucking threw him off his story as well. But he was a good DM. He'd never DM before, but he had watched a lot of DMs online.
Yeah, that's Battle fine. Work. That's all you need to do. You just need to experience another DM. Go.
Knows a DM that they can point at us. Like, I think we could get a thing going. Mm. If we had a DM,
I reckon there'd be.
Because I've got three sets of dice, not doing anything.
I've got more than three sets of dice.
I tooled up for some D&D at a point because it was about to kick off in the house I used to live in, and then didn't, which was such a bummer.
Mm. Well, you let us know.
We'll figure something out.
But yeah, if you want to come to board gaming nights,
I'm on the list. Yeah, don't worry, it's good.
Get there. Yeah, thanks guys for coming.
Thank you.
We're back on the weekly schedule, so we'll have more, and hopefully more other people join us.
Yeah.
Our mystery fifth member who hasn't turned up yet.
All will be revealed.
All future episodes of the Betacast.
Ugh.